Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Hello! From the studio in Niger, West Virginia, this is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt, and the podcast is back with great news. Darren DeVries did it. 13 scholarships available. We've had 11 for quite a while. Were they going to get two more scholarship players? He did it. All the scholarships are now accounted for. 13 available, 13 granted. And the last two additions to the roster provide depth at the big spot. I mean, poor Ed and Amani, I thought we was going to have to bubble wrap those guys. Not anymore. I mean, those guys still need to stay healthy for the whole year. But we can eliminate the bubble wrap idea with two guys. Now, these are not giants, but they definitely both can play close to the basket. One guy is a freshman. He got offers from UC Irvine, who's a pretty good basketball school out west, and Pepperdine, which has not been great at basketball for a while, but it's in Malibu, California. So this young man is choosing Morgantown over Malibu, which I respect. His name is Abraham. Feel very confident about his first name. Last name, Oyedayer. That's what I'm going with. One YouTube clip video. When you start typing in Abraham's name, you know how you use YouTube and it'll auto-populate? I did not have that issue typing in Abraham's name. That's not a diss. I'm just telling you what happened. And so he's got one clip video, and the offense reel shows him making a lot of dunks. And a lot of, I rarely see this in a YouTube clip video, a lot of shots where nobody's guarding Abraham from the three-point line. He takes a couple of dribbles around the free throw line and makes a shot. So that's cool. Good blocks at the end of the video. A nice solid minute of him blocking shots. I don't know how good the players are that he's blocking their shots. Abraham's a project freshman. Don't expect to see him on the court that much this season. But, you know, you need tall guys. That's what this team needed with the remaining scholarships available. Abraham gets one of them. The next guy is intriguing. The next guy I'm interested in. He's got 1 year of eligibility, so he's played a lot of hoop. He has not played hoop in the United States. He's played up north, Quebec. He's played Canadian college basketball. So that's different. Quebec probably speaks French, I'm guessing. That's neat. When D1 schools have taken their summer trips and played teams that Harris has played on, Harris is a automatic double-double. Now, I can't find any box scores for those games. I'm guessing Harris's team got beat by 30 to 80 points. But he got double-doubles. He averaged a double-double in Canadian college basketball. His name is Harris. His last name, I'm going for it, Elezovic. And my man's got two YouTube clip videos, so his name does auto-populate when you look him up on YouTube. Both of his YouTube clip videos are on his channel. So my man is, I don't know if he put the videos together, but they're on his channel. So respect to that. Stretch Big, 6'8", 235. He has a mustache. He has a hook shot. It's like coming from below the waist. It starts below the waist and comes out. It's that much of a hook shot, which is awesome. It's like 1962 hook shot. He's got a great follow through on a shot. He does the Statue of Liberty, holds it. He's holding the torch with the finish. Can make open threes. He should absolutely be wearing a headband. He's got a mustache. He does not have a headband in the clips. We can work on that. Hopefully we see him in a headband. I've never seen a guy in a headband more compatible, and that needs to happen. You like John Flowers, headband guy. Harris, headband guy. And this guy, from what I know about DeVries, plays like a big in DeVries' system. They can play at the top of the key. His clips have good passes of guys cutting. He can set picks, hit the outside shot when it's available. I can see with one season of eligibility remaining, I could see him in the rotation. The Canadian, he could play with Ed. He could play with Amani. Move Tucker to the three, and he could play four, stretch four. I'm intrigued by Harris, and I don't have anything to base that on because I've never seen him play basketball. I've just seen two clip videos of him playing fellow Canadians in college in the CAA. I don't know what they call that up north, but I like Harris. One R on the Harris. One concerning fact about Harris, he's messing with the jersey number chemistry. The last episode of the podcast, we are really honed in on chemistry, and Harris is trying to break it by picking 22. So he did not. Nobody's wearing number 6. Please let that not be in reverential tones to LeBron James. Let's just call that a coincidence. Abe is right in with the chemistry. He's wearing number 15. So 22, a little bit of lone wolf, but it's even kind of more intriguing. Like he doesn't care about the chemistry. He's from Canada. He's played Canadian college basketball. That's a recipe of intriguing. So I like it. And now full roster, 16 guys. I believe the limit's 15. So I think somebody's got to go. The most likely candidate would be Football Aiden. I don't think we're going to see him suit up this season. So that's the roster. And we've got one guy over 6'10". We've got good size at the wings. We have our share of tall guards mixed in. So I don't think by position we're a small team, but the label, when you just look at it across the board, you're going to say this team's small. That's going to be the label for this team. Small team. Is that fair? Probably. But here's the thing. This is kind of DeVries' MO. He's kind of got Short King vibes. He kind of likes to run it out there with smaller teams. He likes to play quote unquote small ball. That's his move, right? I mean, I'm telling you, that's his move. The Missouri Valley Conference, not the Big 12, but that's where he's been a head coach at Drake for 6 seasons. Ken Pomeroy's computer is a tool that I use with regularity, with frequency. And there's a lot of different avenues you can go down in the Ken Pomeroy computer. Here's a stat that Ken Pomeroy keeps track of: average height. That's in the system. And so the Short King, what was his teams like at Drake as far as just height? And when you look it up, in his 6 seasons, his team was no highest than second to last in the Missouri Valley Conference in average height. So Every season he's been a D1 basketball coach, he's not had tall teams. He's not big on height. Typically one guy in the rotation is at least 6'10". That's it. How many guys on this roster is over 6'10"? One guy. So it's just he's keeping it with what he's familiar with. At Drake, DeVries was in his bag being undersized because he's here because he was a really good coach at Drake.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
And so when you get the label small team, what's the first thing you would think as far as being concerned going into the season? Oh no, they're undersized. They're going to get killed on the boards. It's like a knee-jerk reaction. Hey, yeah, we got a small team. Well, you're probably going to get beat on the boards. The stats say otherwise on that. DeVries' 6 seasons at Drake, if they're any indicator of what we're getting here at WVU, we're going to be fine with rebounding. Now, is it going to be the Bob Huggins style of rebounding? Absolutely not. It's an entirely different approach to rebounding that DeVries brings in, the short king, compared to Bob Huggins. And one of the first things you think of as far as style of play with Bob Huggins? Offensive rebounds, right? And in Bob Huggins' 16 seasons at WVU, in Ken Pomeroy's computers, the Mountaineers' offensive rebounding percentage was top 10 in Division I basketball, 11 of those 16 seasons. So top 10 out of 300, that varies from year to year. Let's say 360 D1 schools. top 10, 11 out of 16 seasons. So that's the Huggins style. We're familiar with that. On the flip side, how did Bob Huggins' WVU teams do at keeping their opponents from offensive rebounding? Not great. Their average ranking in Division I in those 16 seasons was 196th. So that's like out of 360, that's bottom half, close top of the bottom half, right? So great at offensive rebounding, not great at keeping other teams off of offensive rebounds. So back to DeVries. How many times were Drake a top 10 offensive rebounding percentage team out of six seasons? That's right. With their small rosters, zero times. So here's their ranking in six seasons out of in D1. 297, 301, the outlier, 55th, 104, 321, 315. So four of those 6 years, they're right around 300 or worse in offensive rebounds. How did DeVries teams do in keeping teams off of the offensive boards? That's the important part, is that Drake, in those six seasons, the average ranking, they were 42nd in the country in offensive rebounding percentage for their opponent. And two of those seasons, they were top 10. They were second in D1 one season and fourth in another season. And those were his last two seasons at Drake. So what does that mean? So he's got undersized teams, small teams that do a good job on the defensive end of limiting second chances, getting ending possessions with one shot. He did that in the Missouri Valley Conference. How will he do that in the Big 12? And you're looking out there at Big 12 teams. And guess what? At the top end of the conference, they're really good at offensive rebounding. And the Big 12 had five teams last season, including newcomer Arizona, who were in the top 30 of offensive rebounding percentage last season. So it's strength versus strength. On paper, we should be concerned, but the stats say they'll be able to hold their own on the rebounding. It's just going to look different. Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. SmokingMusket.com. Go there. Read about WVU sports. Shout out to the soccer team. Men's soccer is number one in the country. Football, 1-1. Pit Week. Joel and Jordan do West by Pod, a podcast about WVU football in the Big 12. Listen to them on a weekly basis. Check all that out. SmokingMusket.com. What else has been going on since the last podcast? The battle for Atlantis schedule has been completed. We know who WVU will be playing in their first round. This tournament, the Battle for Atlantis, is in the Bahamas. West Virginia has won this tournament before, not in the Bahamas. Yes, it was in South Dakota. Yes, they beat South Dakota State, BCU, and Western Kentucky to get that title. What are you going to do? You play where you can play in a pandemic. And you play who's in the tournament. It's just whoever's lined up, you play against them. But they've won this tournament before. Not in the Bahamas. Not against the league competition. There's seven other teams in this tournament. And barring another upcoming pandemic, we're not playing any South Dakota States. With love and respect to South Dakota State. Though South Dakota State, BCU, Western Kentucky, decent basketball pedigree. This is a step up, and there's seven other teams, and you go to College Basketball Reference. They have head-to-head records going back to the 1949-1950 season. And guess what? WVU has beaten five of the seven possible first-round opponents that they could have played. There's one team in the tournament, the Indiana Hoosiers, that West Virginia has not played in the last 70-plus seasons, which I went to Indiana recently. It's like a five-hour drive from West Virginia, from my part of West Virginia. How the Hoosiers and the Mountaineers haven't suited up in some fashion against each other, that was news to me. But no games against Indiana up to this point. Five teams West Virginia has beaten at least once. And then there's the other team. And the other possible opponent has played West Virginia multiple times, and West Virginia has never beat them. West Virginia's played this team in Morgantown and lost. West Virginia's played this team on their home court in a weekday morning game back when ESPN did 24 hours of college basketball. Morning game out west, West Virginia got their doors blown off. West Virginia's played this team on a neutral court game during the season and lost. They played this team a couple of times in the NCAA tournament. One was really depressing in the Sweet 16, and one could argue they should have won that game. If you don't know who it is by this description, you've probably already seen this, West Virginia is going to play the Gonzaga Bulldogs. Go figure. Yeah, you know, it's one of those teams that West Virginia is over. And all of them are bad thoughts. Like, West Virginia hung with Drew Timmy and crew in the year that they made it to the NCAA final game before losing to Baylor. Gabe was holding his own against Gonzaga. So that wasn't a depressing game. That 24 hours of college basketball game, they just got obliterated. At least it happened at like 9 in the morning or whatever. The one tournament game, first round game, that wasn't a big deal. The Sweet 16 game is a rough one because West Virginia was in a good spot and fishy things happened late in that game. I'll just say, you know, I don't want to sound like loser talk, but some fishy stuff. So the flip side of this is that this is your chance to get your first ever win against Gonzaga in a ballroom in Atlantis in the Bahamas. What's a better place to get your first win against a blue blood Gonzaga? Go figure. If West Virginia wins the first round, they'll play the winner of Indiana and Louisville on Thanksgiving in the semifinals. Or if they lose, they play the loser of Indiana and Louisville. So that'll be fun. Football started. You know it's getting closer. Next month, there'll be an exhibition game. So we're here. We're getting closer. I'm getting excited. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU, for the 2024-2025 season, they have 0 wins and they have 0 losses.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.